You get given this kind of opposition. You football term for us is being respectfully disrespectful. You can't show them any disrespect because, like I said the other day when I was speaking to you, you can get punished for silly mistakes. But look, it's the important thing is getting yourself into the hat for the next round, which we have done. We're happy.
They had their moments. They had some good chances to score goals.
Definitely. Yeah, we came in half time very frustrated. First half wasn't good enough. We all know that. And look, sometimes in football you got to get lucky, and I suppose we did. And when you look back at the game, obviously we've won it 3-0, but it could have been a lot different. So, yeah, we're thankful and grateful that we're in the next round now.
Two goals today, a goal against Sofia. That's nice start for you here.
it's perfect. I couldn't ask for much more. Scoring goals is the best feeling for me in football. I only started doing it when I was at Sligo a couple of years ago, and ever since I got my first goal for them, it's something that I love doing. So, yeah, to start with, to get three goals so early on into my Derry career, I'm buzzing.
Nice to have a game so quickly after the European defeat too, because, that's probably a game that Derry should have won.
Yeah, exactly. For a couple of days after, I was devastated myself, sat at home thinking about the chance that I personally missed, and thinking of the other chances we missed as a team as well. We were devastated, but like you say, it's great to have a game come around so quickly. We got the win today, which was the most important, and now we can concentrate on Croatia.
And you're still in Europe, I was going to say. Now that's another tough tie.
Yeah, very tough tie. I was lucky enough to play against Rijeka last year when I was at Shelbourne. So I know what they are. They're a fantastic team, just like any team in Europe. We're going to have to go over there, work extremely hard, deal with the game properly, and hopefully we can bring something back to the brandy well again.
Andy reckons it could be a tougher proposition than CSKA.
Potentially. You never really know what you're going to come up against until you're there on the night. All of the teams in Europe, no matter who you get put against, it's always going to be a tough game. You've got to be right on it. You've got to work extremely hard, and then hopefully the night can go in your favour.